Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm just showing it one way. It's yeah. A flow to your dance, cause the haters gon' hate now. Yeah. Hey, I say shout it one way. It's gon' hate to your dance, either way they gon' hate now. Yeah. Hey, I say shout it one way. Hit the flow to your dance, cause the haters gon' hate now. Yeah. Hey, they don't get greedy if I want it our way.
Not a problem.
Cause I know shorty gon' come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like she dance, she can get it, get it, give us the business. We
say
don't
I got
need.
Swag for sale, no change. Yeah. Look at my brains, man, I gotta have change. Yeah. She came with you, but she looking this way. Think I just pay, pull her this way. Yeah. Shorty got game like a Ray Allen poster. Doing her thing, then the hips do the most. Shorty got class, get drunk, no no sir. Catch her on the phone, CEO, better know sir. Ooh, I can't take it the way that she tease me. Left to the right, baby girl, take it easy. Know what you're doing, got me thinking about pleasing. When I start teasing, you tell me take it easy. She don't wanna play a player, player. She know that if I'm real, she'll see me later. Steady looking over fakers and what the haters. Ain't tripping on your bread, she got plenty paper. Shorty looking like a bottle, looking like a model. They don't get greedy if I want it our way.
Not a problem.
Cause I know so they gon' come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like she does, she can get it, give us the business. We gon' see. Hey, I said, shout it wild way. Gon' head to your dance, cause the haters gon' hate now. Hey, I said, shout it wild way. Gon' head to your dance, see the way they gon' hate.
Don't hate the way that she moving. Loving single life, got married, been choosing. Got me drooling, loving what she doing, ooing. I know that thing oozing, feeling like blow a tree, it's getting late. Keep running on my left, my control gon' break to the jail. No, my estate, and it don't even matter either way, I gotta wait. Cause she don't wanna play a player, player. She know that if I'm real, she'll see me later. Steady looking over fakers and what's a hater. Ain't tripping on your bread, she got plenty paper. Shawty looking like a model,
looking like a model.
Hanging out tonight, vibing, tuned in right now, just before y'all get out and go out and do your thing. You know, I'm going to tell you as I always tell you, be safe. Go out there and make sure, you know, you're not too drunk, too high for anything. Listen, y'all youngs, man, stop popping them mollies, man. By the time you hit 30, you're going to be feeling like you're 50. Strong on these pills. Pills is the new it. I don't even think there's crack out here no more. I think it's pills now. Crazy, but we got a nice little lineup tonight. You know, we got Miss Ward coming through sometime tonight. Sarah Prim, y'all remember her? She was on Stu's show, DJ Big Stu's show, and she was going through a little controversy with Marilyn Manson. So, you know, we got that coming up. And, you know, we got some gossip coming up. And we got some more new music. I mean, I got some new. Before we do all of that, I'm going to let y'all know where we at.
Beats is Radio.
That is where we are. We're going to get into some more music and some more talk and some more everything. And we're going to just rock out tonight. We're going to rock out. Tonight is Friday's night. You hear me? We getting ready to do it. Oh, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. We got a special guest coming on. Sincere Grant. He gonna come through. That's who I was just playing. I wanna make sure y'all, I shout him out. He gonna be on here tomorrow, definitely. With Stu. I might tune in. I might be right here talking to him. I might give Sincere a shout out. No, I don't know. I don't know. You heard? Listen. We just gonna rock out and do something. That's it. This came to call this lady's name.
Life has got to be like this.
Red
line. It's got to keep going on.
More stupid stuff. I remember he was trying to big up his little family today, but it's just the way he act like he's just better than everybody, and I don't know. Kanye. What's going on out there? I know in New York right now, somebody is popping off. It is Friday. This is ladies' night. You heard? We got some more music, too. Got some news. Let's see what's going on in the news. Ow. You know what? We're going to get into some more music. I got some more gossip. I got some real gossip to say with y'all. Trust me. We're going to talk about Kanye West. Because everybody's talking about this. So, you know what? I'm going to put my little 2 cents in, too. Why not? Am I hurting anybody? No. But I'm going to put my 2 cents in tonight. Maybe Kanye West will call in tonight. 914-338-1685. You know what I mean? You want to call me? You can call me, Kanye. You can call me. I will talk. We can have a good conversation, you know? I think me and Kanye will have a good conversation. Well, let's get into some music. Because it's Friday and it's lady night. And guess what ladies like to do on Friday night? Dance and listen to music. Yeah, let's get it. Kane and Cole, Beast Through Radio. It is on and pop in.
Don't go on the side.
And we're back. This is your girl, K. Nicole. This is Ladies Night. And our guest is in the building, Ms. Severprim Ward. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you for coming to the show. I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, no problem.
The last time you were here with DJ Big Stu.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, he was pretty cool.
That was definitely a good show right there. You know,
yeah,
at that time you was before the controversy, you know, before your drama. Now you in a new light.
Yeah, exactly, which is a lot better for me, you know, in so many ways.
So many ways.
So,
let's hear it. How's where did you start from? Where's your first move at?
Well, my trailer is up for, actually it's my teaser for The Angel in One Eye. And of course, like last year at the time, that's what we're trying to do, but we couldn't, you know, because like all the drama that was going on. So we finally actually got to, you know, to film it. And so we have the first teaser that's up. It's called, it's Angel One Eye. You can go to Angel One Eye under YouTube,
mm-hmm.
or either under Sin Icon Productions on YouTube and watch the trailer for it. So it just came out yesterday, by the way. It just premiered yesterday, like live online. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's like the first draft of like many of the teasers that I'm doing of it.
Wow. How is that? You're doing some acting and different things.
Well, I prefer not to act. You know, it's like, because I'm not like an actress. I'm more behind the scenes kind of person. That's why like I write and I direct. And that's why I studied film, to become a filmmaker, because my mind is more creative than just taking somebody else's words and then, like, pretending. You know what I mean? It's just, like, I'm more of a creative outlet person than, you know, than one that can take somebody else's words and then bring it to life. You know, it's just, I don't know how to explain that. I'm more visionary behind the scenes writer-director.
I totally understand what you're saying. So that brings me to what gave you the concept for this whole, your whole thing. It's just, it's exciting.
For Angel One Eye?
Yes.
Well, for Angel One Eye, well, this is like one of many, by the way. It's a three-part series, like three episodes. And each episode is a different, like a different story, kind of like Tales from the Crypt style. And, you know, but it all has like one common thread through the whole thing. But this is Angel One Eye. I got the idea actually was when I was in school, when I was studying film. And it's like one of the first like films that I wrote and, you know, shot or whatever. And then just kind of like rolled over from there. You know, just kind of like got bigger and bigger to where it's like, okay, I don't even want to use it for that anymore. And I didn't. I used something else for school. And it just kind of like, you know, I'm like, I just want to do this one for real. And after this, then, of course, there's The Graveyard Girl, uh-huh. which is a paranormal documentary, which is interactive. And it's with seven volunteers for 3 days.
You said interactive.
I'm sorry?
You said it's interactive.
Yes, with the paranormal.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah, and it's seven volunteers for 3 days, so you can't leave. You know, so we have all the volunteers except for two. I'm still, you know, looking for, like, the two because you have to volunteer, basically. You know, and the rules are you cannot leave.
That is
so,
that's like scary movie type of stuff.
Say it again?
I mean, that is just straight scary movie for me right there. That's it.
Well, see, the thing is, the concept for Graveyard Girl, actually, it was given to me, my name. That's like one a name that was given to me by this a famed producer. Because every time I would come around, I would always, like, go to a graveyard, like, late at night. It's just kind of like my thing I would do since I was little. And every time I would stop by the studio where they're at, I was always coming from a graveyard. You know, just, like, sitting there, whatever. Just like, I don't know. For me, it's normal. And then every time I see Nicole, what's up, Graveyard Girl? And so then he's the one who gave me the idea for that. He goes, you know what? He goes, if I were you, he goes, what do you do in the graveyard? And I'm like, it's just a place I just go and I just think and, you know, but he just gave me the idea that, I'm sorry?
Why the graveyard?
I don't know. Since I was little, like, it first started when I was like 6, 7 years old, my mom And then they found me like in a graveyard. Not found me there, but I would go there. Mm-hmm. And I would just sit. And then my sisters start to follow me and stuff. It's something I've always done. Even when in New Orleans, I did it. And here, of course, in California. And I haven't done it for like the past year and a half, 2 years. And so I'm doing it again. And basically, it's
just
like.
You just go to a random graveyard, or you have a special place you might go? Somebody's in
it. Well, I know. It's kind of like a soothing place for me.
Mm-hmm.
For me to like explain exactly like what I feel when I go there or what I see is kind of, you know, that's why I just want to capture it. That's why they're like, you really need to, you know, take some cameras there with you or just like do something from there. So because, you know, you're like graveyard girl. So it's kind of like a cool nickname that they gave me for that. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of like how that birthed out. And I wrote a treatment for it. And so I'm doing the 7 volunteers for 3 days, and it is like interactive, because like when I'm around for some reason, like spirits or entities or whatever, like they present themselves, and
wow.
So whoever's around me actually sees it too. So there is where they were just like, it'd be really cool if I can get some of that stuff on like tape. You know what I mean? Because like I've taken images of it. And I've gotten a few on tape, and it's like they're still there. So they're just like, I just have a gift that I don't know what it is.
Wow.
But, you know, so that's my next one. And then, of course, after that one is Unholywood. And then we're doing Crimson Cane, which is the advanced elite from Angel One Eye, basically. And it deals with, like, that one's kind of, that one's kind of deep because they're all, it's a cult horror, you know. So I'd rather, you know, wait for us to, I must get finished with that one before I speak completely on the Crimson Cane one, because it goes like really deep into, you know, like reptilian and you know, the occult things like that. It was like, it's pretty cool.
That is deep.
Yeah.
No, that's deep. The graveyard stuff, you know, you got me a little scared.
Why?
Got Sue in the building. DJ Big Sue in the building.
Hey, Sarah Plimborn, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. Last time we spoke, we was co-defendants after that.
I know. Oh, my God. That, I mean, you know what? It's like it happened. It's in the past. It's a thing that... It was an unfortunate event, but you know, it's like,
yeah, that's all right.
Now I'm in a positive light. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so I see you got the new album. How did that past affect what you wrote your new stuff? How did it affect you? Did it make you more driven, or did it hold you back a little?
Oh, nothing holds me back. I don't care what happens to me. It never holds back.
Did you? You meditate in the graveyard. I can believe nothing is holding you back.
You meditate in the graveyard. For real?
Say it again?
You meditate in the graveyard. You
meditate. Yeah, I do.
You're not scared?
No. And I go what? I go really late at night, too. And that's why I was telling her that
wow.
I was given the name Graveyard Girl, because every time I would come around, like, they're... I feel kind of like I won't say any names of you know, on the radio right now, just because, you know, you got haters around.
Girl.
Yeah.
But every time I would come around the studio, they were like, hey, graveyard girl. Because, like, literally, I would just walk in from the graveyard.
Wow.
You know, so.
I got to ask you this, though. Have you,
yeah.
When you meet a guy, did you take them to the graveyard? How do they feel if you go take a guy to the graveyard? Have you ever scared the wits out of someone?
Well, like to take a boyfriend to the graveyard?
Yeah, like a guy you're talking to. Have you ever said, you know, hey, why don't you call me to meditate? And then you just end up at the graveyard.
Well, but I don't say meditate. I just go. Like, I just get the urge to go, and I just go. But they know.
That's worse.
And, they're kind of creeped out about it, though, but. Say
you don't
what?
Let them go to the graveyard?
Say it again. I'm sorry. The helicopter.
You don't let
is, like,
know that they're going to the graveyard. I'm sorry. Do they know that they're going to the graveyard, or you just let them get there? And
oh.
They...
No, well, so they won't go. They won't go. Like, I saw a movie there, a movie with one before, but that's about as close as they get by their stuff with me at night at the graveyard.
I mean, you're not afraid of some creepies out there creeping around?
No, I think I'm the creepy, right?
I don't know.
There's always somebody.
I'm like,
even creepier.
I don't know.
Are you writing songs in the graveyard too? Have you ever wrote a song while you was in the graveyard? Have you ever wrote a song?
No, I wrote one after though.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's nothing that's scary for me. Like I said, like some of my acquaintances were concerned because they're like, you go there like by yourself, you're a girl, this late, and you're like, aren't you scared? Like, this is what you two just said too. Like, there's weird people out there that, you know. But I'm like, who's going to really go to the graveyard, especially that late? There's like so many chickens here. You know what I mean? Like, people who freak out about that. But for me, it's normal. Like, I feel safe there.
Well, I guess that's where we'll get into this next song. I would ask you, what's the inspiration of this next song, Bad Behavior? But
right.
Well, I think I got it, though.
Well, I guess that was summing up, huh? I just do things I'm not supposed to do.
I see that. Once again, in the building, part two. In the building, we're going to get into this Bad Behavior. We'll be right back, y'all. We're going to do it just like this. Hold on, though. I want to make sure of this, though. I just want to make sure of something, because I got to make sure. I heard it right? You say you're going to the graveyard by yourself that night.
Yes.
Bad behavior, y'all.
Yeah.
excuse me, that you play the guitar yourself?
No, actually I didn't. Bruce Summers did.
Okay, but I see that you have a guitar. Do you know how to play?
I do. I do, but I didn't play on that track though.
Okay. Have you ever
still played? My future things, you'll hear me playing on it.
Have you ever played live on the road and anything like that with any or backup for anybody?
You mean like played live as in the guitar or just like singing? I've done live singing.
Singing?
Yeah, and so that's what I'm getting ready for right now is to do my live in store, tour.
Mm-hmm.
So with my music. Yeah. So I'm gonna I should go from a country to country. And I'm really looking forward to that part, too, because I like traveling a lot.
In your song, you said you're free from the chains, right?
Yes.
And you said broken hearts can get you. Was that, in reference to some of the stuff you went through?
No, actually, I wrote this one. This one was written before. That's what makes it kind of ironic, though, because
mm-hmm.
it just seems like it is exactly the same. That's why I said... It's like one of the same,
It's
like
right,
it's taken.
It's right for this time right now. It's right.
I'm sorry?
I said it goes right for what your transition is.
Doesn't it? It's just kind of creepy. Like everything that's on the album, everybody's like, oh, so she just now wrote that after the drama. I was like, no, it was supposed to came out. That's how the drama happened because that was supposed to be coming out. So, so that's not even the new one. That's the current one. And we're just now recording, the new one, which is will be, the Seraphim Ward Me Now. So, yeah, that's not from, after.
Since everything is over, can you talk about it? Or is it a clause in it?
You know, my own personal... preference is I just don't even want seriously it doesn't make sense to why it even happened to begin with. So in saying that, I would just want things turn back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? With everything because that should never even happen, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And and so now me and it's kind of cool, Pogo just contacted me again, so we're gonna give it another shot. So everything that got messed up is kind of being fixed. You know what I mean?
Another shot at love.
Say it again.
Are we saying another shot at love?
Yeah, I remember. I remember what you said last time. Remember with the song thing? And then you was like, give her another shot.
Wow, that's good. I mean, so
yeah.
Now that's I gotta ask you. Since you opened the door on that, did he feel bad about what happened when y'all started?
I don't know. We're a lot alike, and where we just let the bad things go so that we can have a better future.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. You know, he's the one who contacted me and wants to give another try. So I'm I'm up for it because I was wanting to do it anyway. We just think that we broke up too soon. We didn't really have a chance to make it work.
Did y'all have makeup sex already?
Not yet.
No.
No, because he's going to Europe. He's come back from Europe. Say it again.
I said that's right. Don't give him the cookies yet. That's right. Don't give up those.
I think she wants to give up the cookies. She sounds like she's ready to bake the cookies.
Listen, we always want to give up the cookies. We got to make a win.
That's funny. You already know.
I mean, you sound so much happier from the last time we talked, and that's really good. So
yeah,
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, so y'all making music together, so that sounds pretty good, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, something that just should never have happened. And we, just so much stress that, like he said, it was too soon. We broke up too soon, and he really would like to give another try. And I just thought that was very, noble of him and, awesome, though. I was wow. I didn't know what to even say about that. I was okay. Because it's I've always wanted that. As I said in my interviews, I did want that. And so I guess, you know, we're going to see what, you know, what happens in our future together.
Is he still with the same band?
No.
No? Because I was going to ask you, you know, that would have, is it, would it, I was going to ask you, would it, was it awkward, you know?
Oh, no. You know what? Even if it was, it would not be awkward. Like, I have nothing against anybody, any of them. Like, they didn't do anything wrong except for the aftermath. So, mm-hmm. It's like, it was, I don't even blame anybody. I don't blame them. You know
are
what I mean?
Cool?
Like,
are y'all cool now, you and them, and you and everybody else?
I just have no idea. I don't really care. Seriously,
okay.
I just don't focus. I don't focus on them. Because I just have so much work on my plate and things going on in my life that I just want to focus on that so I can have a good future, you know? It's like I don't want to dwell on something that happened that was so horrible. You know, I just want to take it, learn from it, and not repeat the same mistake or to be around a person that would do such a thing to, you know, to somebody, you know?
Yeah. So we got the joint still. What was the inspiration behind that song?
Oh, my broken love life. Well, that was one from the past. Honestly, I'm like, what do you call those people who just like hopeless romantic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I wear my heart on my sleeves, and like I said, I'm not afraid to speak on like if I really care about a person or what's going on between us. You know what I mean? Or what I felt. If I got hurt, then I'm not going to just keep it in because I did that before when I used to stutter and I used to not talk. So everything I'll just keep in. So I don't take it for granted now that to have a voice. So that's why I just speak out, you know, on my emotions like that now.
Okay. Well, you know, you're going to have to start singing some happier songs because you sounded much happier now. So the next album,
I'll
be real happy on here.
Oh, you know what? That was
think about giving up the cookies.
You said what's think about giving up the cookies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real though.
We got friend Ward in the building. We're gonna get into that joint still. Stay tuned, she's in the building. We're gonna be right back with her. We ain't done yet. Let's do it. Beef Stew Radio.
For word, for word, for word I know.
actually, you still, it sounded like you still, you're saved. Everything sounded good.
Yeah, everything.
every song fits the time, you know what I mean? Do you see that? All the songs you're writing is fitting the mold right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I said. It's like, it's pretty amazing, though. You know, it's kind of like, what do they call it? Premonition from the past. It kind of like, as if it knew the event was going to happen. Who knows? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It just fits in with like, my life right now.
Do you
so,
feel
yeah,
like
but everybody...
Do you feel normal?
Say it again?
Do you feel like things are back to normal in your life when you... Do you feel, you know, when you go to shows, when you be around town, do you feel normal now? Like you'd be once before everything happened?
I don't think I ever felt normal. No matter what, it's like, seriously, no matter what, you know, there's always an element of, oh, you know, where are you from? What are you? You're different. You know, it doesn't seem like you're from around here. You know, things like that. I get it every day. So I still feel like, where in the hell am I from then? You know, because I get it every single day. But in saying that, you know, that's why I just kind of like made my own way, you know, just doing like my own thing, because no matter who I try to like be around or fit around, you know, it's a good thing though, you know, because they mean it all as a compliment. Like they said, you know, kind of rare, and even like, I guess in my ways, I guess that's not normal, but it is to me. So, but yeah, other than that, I feel normal. Back to going to my, you know, the graveyards and things like that, doing things that I don't normally do.
That's what I'm about to add. That's not, I don't know. I'm not even going to touch the grave without anymore because I'm scared.
Why?
Why?
I don't
know. Now, I want to ask you something. Now, say, have you ever been to a Botanica store like that, like any of those stores like that? Like, have you ever ran into those people that, you know, because, you know, it's like across, y'all, it seems like y'all, we would be against each other. Have you ever ran into somebody like that?
Like, at what stores?
Like, what kind would I say, like, what, you know, the Botanica stores that have, like, the Buddhas and the incense?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Like I said, there was this one person that, she was a Christian girl, and she recommended another one of her Christian, I guess, she posted like this exorcism, but she recommended her to talk with me. She didn't tell me why she wanted this lady to talk with me. And so this lady, she comes over to my house, and so basically she started like, she gave me like this booking that she wrote, like pages, like the night before she came over, and apparently like she's been praying for my place, and she's like, I was just stupid. She's like, it's unholy. I'm unholy, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, I am the one of the most spiritual people you would ever meet, but I'm not a Christian spiritual kind of person. But it's all the same. That's what I'm just trying to say. And like literally, she like came in my house and she was like praying over things, and I'm like, please don't do that. Because, you know,
what type of things in your house are praying for? Well, I like to know.
Oh, well, okay. Well, all my walls are painted black. And then I have, like, pentagrams everywhere. And then I have black candles. You know, it's just, and then I have white candles, too. And I have red candles. So they all are for certain things. And then I have my black cats. But it's like,
a black cat.
But there, yeah, I have three black cats and one blue Russian, so I have four.
Wow.
Why do you have all the black ones?
Well, I rescued them from the pound. Like, I actually adopted them when they was like newborn.
Okay.
So yeah, so I rescue cats. That's why like I'm starting an organization called Black Cats Matter. Because there's so many black cats that go in a pound and they put them down right away. Don't even have a chance because people are like superstitious and they don't adopt them.
Wow.
So they're the first ones to get put down. So, you know, that's why, you know, I do rescue black cats. But I only have three left now, three black ones
now,
and one blue Russian.
Now, what happened is...
Only three now? You have more?
What happened if another kind of alley cat feel like you're treating them prejudiced? Do you think that PETA could bring you up on charges for that? Because I'm just saying, because now if you see another cat, he's homeless, and he's not black, you going to leave him or you going to... take him.
No, he's welcome to come and visit my kitties.
Okay, let's make a show.
You know, I'll feed him just like the rest of them, you know? I mean, like, I'm not prejudiced against cats, but I just know that... I just know that the other cats, kitties, they get adopted faster and, you know, and they're less abused. Because black cats are used for, like, rituals, things like that, especially, like, around Halloween time. You know, people do, like, bad things to black cats. And not only they get the bad end of the deal inside the pound as well and how they're being treated. And so, you know, I guess I can relate to a black cat. So that's why, you know, if I see one, I'll take him in. Or if I'm at the pound... I can't adopt all of them because they'll only allow like you to adopt so many, but I try to get my friends to adopt them for me. I'm like, I want to get another black cat. They're like, oh my God, you can't do that. There's a, if I'm like, my house was big enough for it anyway, so I was able to do it.
Wow. Now, the name of your album, what was the inspiration? What made you name the album that?
Time Heals All Wounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was very broken with everything that I wrote that and that is written in that album. Like, literally, like, I was, on some of those songs, you know, like, which one is it? See, now my brain is going retarded. Beautiful Creatures. And on that one, I wrote that right before I committed suicide. So that tells you in what condition I was in when I wrote those, you know?
Wow.
And then, thank God that I came back, and that's like, that's what gave me, like, the motivation right now to just, like, I can do anything if I can come back from the death, you know? I actually fought the comeback, by the way, and I did it on about, it was, like, something really stupid that I did it over. So I just learned from my past lessons, and time has healed all my wounds that I've had, like, all of them, even from when I was little. And I just, like, I'm a brand new person with a, you know, it's like, I can't explain it. It's like I just came back. Just a fire or something. That's what it feels like. Like a different element, you know? But,
now,
yeah, it's where it came from, basically. Just everything that's written is basic, you know, broken. I was very broken in it.
Okay. Now, I know you got some things coming up. Like, you got any events and any other stuff? Let people know, you know, all the stuff that you got coming in the future.
Okay, well, besides the album that we're releasing digital now, because we were supposed to have in-store, what do you call it, major distribution, and according to the distribution, you know, this is what he had quoted me saying, and they apologized, and like I said, it wasn't their fault. It was miscommunication between them and the manufacturer that they released it half digital online, which that was not the deal. The deal was major retail. And so, you know, if we were to do it again, we'd have to wait another 3 to 5 months, as you know, for the major retail to, you know, to order them, because it's all like a process of being ordered from their library. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I was like, you know, it wasn't your fault. It was miscommunication with the manufacturer. I can't blame them, but I just asked to terminate the agreement with that and just do this one digitally on my own, you know, with major radio play. So, so that's in September. And that one is worldwide, too. So we got, like, a worldwide digital deal, basically. And for the film, like I was telling her, The Angel One Eye is up online right now, the first teaser. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but you can go under Angel One Eye, the YouTube. We just, like, premiered it yesterday, like, the first teaser of Angel One Eye, the series.
Yeah, I seen it. Yeah, I definitely checked it out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's, like, a first teaser, because, as you know, like, each teaser shows more in depth, because there's three different stories in one, and that one's, just, like, part of one little, you know, we're showing, like, Roxanne, which is played by Mimi Miyagi, where she killed it. The Asian, she killed it. I'm so proud of her. You know, she took
Did
great
Did you shoot any of that movie in your graveyard?
Yeah. Graveyard Girl will be shot in the graveyard. Not only one, but many, actually.
Wow.
So, yeah. And so, I mean, it's It's really cool though how we're doing it. You know, like I said, it is interactive, and since it is free will, you know, it's like it just brings a whole new different element to the film or the documentary, because you know, I mean, everyone who's joining it is doing it for a reason, for their own personal, if you would, reasons. And I do have a couple of ghost hunters that's joined me, and then I have a radio personality that does paranormal radio. He's joining us, and then there's one that's with like a Scream magazine, like they're joining us. So it's going to be, as well as myself, you know, some actually real professionals that has major credits in those areas. And then we have, say it again.
You need two more?
Yeah, we need two more. And
Do what?
Yo, come do that. That would be awesome.
What you got to do? I don't know.
You want to come join? I mean, like, do you have any gifts in the paranormal? Basically, and if you don't,
paranormal.
Then you have a couple?
You talking about spirits and stuff like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, how can I put it? But like, it's like everybody who's involved, like, they're really into, like, the paranormal. Or they're ghost hunters, like real ghost hunters. You know what I mean? And they have like all the equipment, which we already have all that. Say it again.
You said you're going ghost hunting.
Well, no. I have a couple of ghost hunters with us. Like I'm more of a luminist, as they would call me, because like I just like a medium, as they would, because they show up when I'm around, but I don't do anything. Like I don't try to find them. I'm sorry.
In other words, your bait.
Yeah. Exactly. See? So I'm bait. Exactly. And then like, we have, like, the ghost hunters that have, like, all the major equipment where they, like, detect. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have, like, the religious, you know. Like I said, everybody's welcome. So, you know, we have, like, a Christian person on there. I think that's kind of awesome. You know, even if we have a Jewish person. You know what I mean? Just because I understand. Well, I understand that people, when it gets to spirits and demons and principalities, things like that, or angels, they pull from a different source. So that's all we're saying, is that even religion is welcome. You know, I'm not going to tell somebody, oh, you can't pray while the camera's on. It's like, do what you would do. You know what I mean? If you see a demon or if you see a spirit, do what you would do. You know what I mean? It's like,
but
I'm
where
not.
Y'all see them at? Like, where y'all going to be?
Tell him what he got to do. They don't know what they got to do.
Well, exactly.
Why
you
so
get
happy
once you get there, then you get it because it's all live. It's all live. You know what I mean?
It's
so
all
once
live.
Yeah, and it's one thing like it's not pre-staged. It's not like, okay, we're gonna say this. We're gonna say, like, no,
gonna
you're
say
gonna
cut,
actually
get
see.
Too scary.
Say it again.
Ain't nobody gonna say cut when it get too scary.
No. there is no cut. Seriously, like that's why we're making a documentary. Because we're documenting what's going on. Like, it's not like a fake event. This happens, it's actually, like, real. So that's why we're doing the volunteers instead of casting.
See, Sarah, he didn't catch the part where you told him what they had to stay in the house, right?
To who, me?
Yeah, they have to stay in the house or something
like yes, that. Oh, yes. Yeah,
so
it's like, yeah, we'll be in the graveyard, basically.
Oh, in the graveyard.
And, yeah. But, of course, in the daytime, you know, it'll be something different because we're doing it at nighttime. But, but it's 3 days, and some people, you know, stay for all 3 days.
3 days, yeah.
3 days.
There ain't nothing normal about that. 3 days.
Why?
I'm going to pass on that one, you know. I like to see the results. But listen, I can recommend the executive guy upstairs, Capra. I think we can put his name down. He like to do stuff like that.
That would be awesome.
He would do.
You know,
yeah.
Like I said, it'll be a great experience. And like I said, you know, everybody will be pretty much safe, I believe. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to they won't get possessed or anything like that. Or they won't, like, you know, it's not like what you see in the movies. basically. And it's not like what you see on those stupid Ghost Hunter movies or documentaries. Like, that's why I want to do it, because...
Are you guys camping out? Are you camping out there for three whole days, or you come back and forth?
Well, no, we can't leave. We're all staying together. Like, it's not like, okay, camera off, let's go eat dinner at a restaurant. It's like, no, we're in it, like, for 3 days, you know? Well, so even, because, you know, some of them have, like, those mortuaries there, too, like morgues. So we're basically going to, like, station on the graveyard premises.
Oh.
You know?
Get on it. Wow.
Oh, man.
So I think 3 days is that'll pretty much sum up, you know. we'll pretty much get what we're looking for and within that 3 days, I believe.
When is this happening?
Well, we're just now finished casting except for the last two. So as soon as we get the last two, and then, you know, we're all set up for a meeting together, and then we're going to pretty much, you know, lay out what's going on, and everybody has to sign a piece of paper too. But hopefully nobody has a heart attack. you know, so we may have to. We may be required to have an emergency paramedic on set all the time. You know, there's certain things that we have to do. Because if somebody pass out or have a heart attack or have a health condition, we have to take care of that. So
we have to have marijuana on the premises too.
Have what?
A lot of marijuana on the premises too.
Oh my god!
I don't do that for three days.
But I don't smoke though, so that's the only thing.
That's why I said you don't want Big Stu out there.
He'll blaze the face up, huh?
Man, I had to blaze to stay out there. I had to be high. If something pop up on me, I just want to be high. I don't want to.
That would make you more paranoid.
I don't care.
No, it really would, especially if you get some of that kush or that stuff that I heard.
That's what I will have, some kush, exactly.
All right,
that would be kind of funny, though. So that would be kind of funny to be paranoid in the graveyard.
I don't know if kush and ghost go together, though.
They actually don't. They're more of a gateway. they'll be messing with you for real, though. If you did that, we'll be like, where'd Beats go? You'd be like, we're in the graveyard.
Now you got this other song. Before we get out of here, we definitely want to thank you for being on the show. We have fun with you.
Yeah, definitely.
But I got to ask you about 2,000 sins before we get out of here. What was the inspiration of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure it's more than 2,000 sins at this point. Like, no doubt. When I wrote it, it was 2,000 sins.
Are you listing all your sins down?
Say it again?
You was putting all your sins that you did on a list?
Well, no. Well, sort of. You know, that's why the song, if you listen to it, you know, it's about, you know, I'm at an altar, basically, and... for my sins being atoned by, you know, a priest. And then there's the sins, the seven deadly sins, which are the spirits that's basically trying to take me. So it's like I'm conflicting with my own, you know, my own demons. And they're trying to defeat my own self-will, which is to, you know, to be better, to be good, to be holy. And they don't want me to be. And so in the midst of that, I have like a blood on my hand. You know what I mean? And then like I'm being baptized by the... It's like really cool. It's a really cool story, but... it's very haunting because it's very real.
On that note, thank you for tuning in, Miss Severfrim. And make sure y'all go check out Angel One Eye coming in October and her next banger, Graveyard Girl. Miss Severfrim Ward, thank you for tuning in. And we're going to get into 2,000 sins before we get out of here. This is Beast Food Radio, Ladies Night. And you know ready.
all around. Hour 6 to 9, death runs the ground. I see a light that peers through death. A second hope, a second breath. If I have the chance, my sins erase. I thirst for a change. If I take death from this tortured soul, would you save the rest of me? Cancel what I owe.
I would love to see when Kappa go out there, boy. We're going to send Kappa out there, man. I think that's something up his alley. I think he can handle that.
3 days.
In the yard. With Chucky, Freddy Krueger, and everybody else.
That's some deep stuff.
Deep?
He said, ever since I was little, you know, that's
and she's
my,
sober.
He said, that's where my family would find me.
Oh, that's deep.
I said, wow.
See?
I said, you don't.
In the hood, they send you away for shit like that.
That's amazing, man.
In the hood, you keep being the grave, you keep being the grave, you keep being the grave. Black people will take you and dip, and next thing you know, you wake up and be a whole bunch of people with white robes on, and they just keep drenching you in the water. Like, ah, shaka laka baka. Ah, shaka laka. I'm telling you.
What?
They baptize you to death. Oh. Guess who's in the building? Guess who's in the building today? The man from upstairs decided to join us.
Yeah.
Did you hear? Well, did you hear we had on?
All I gotta say is, you know,
3 days.
All I gotta say. Is,
all expense paid.
You know, chicks like that.
Imagine me.
She said her boyfriend won't go with her.
Chicks like that, the sex is off the hook. That's all I gotta say.
Well, her homeboy got back together, man. He got back with her.
He said the same thing off the hook.
Yeah, that's why. He's not stupid. He might be crazy, but he's not stupid.
That's some new stuff right there, though.
Do you think you'd go out there and meet a woman?
Well, I mean, see, you know,
not
back
you,
in the
but
days,
like a guy.
No, I'm saying, back in the days, you know, I dealt with a chick like that. A chick with all the crazy makeup and everything, but where it ended. Huh?
Y'all was in a graveyard?
No. No, it was a house, but
Apple.
It was a house.
But this is what I'm saying, though. Let me tell you, the deal breaker was, you know, she hung out, I fell asleep, and I woke up, and she was on her knees on the bed, like, right in my face. But like on her knees and was just, I like to watch you sleep. That's it. And she had to go.
Oh, God.
Wow.
She had to go. I don't know if she was, you know, sprinkling dust on me and saying some words. I don't know. You know, bury my drawers in the backyard so I can't leave the house. I don't know. So.
Did your sleep feel funny? Did you feel any way when you came to, woke up?
Nah, but I didn't want to find out. I wasn't going back to sleep. I was just imagine that.
Right away?
Huh?
You left right away or you waited a little while?
Nah, well, you know, there was still a little bit more work to be done first. You know? I'm still a man, you know.
No matter how much dust he sprinkled on you, right?
Yeah. You know, that's the hallucinogen, man. You know what I'm talking about. Until that's out of you, you got to detox. So that hallucinogen got you high. You'll tolerate, you know, anything.
So, yeah, let's talk about this trip, man. You going to go, man, 3 days in the graveyard? Spend the night with her and her friends 3 days in the graveyard. You represent Beach Street Radio?
Well, they only got room for two, and that sounds more like a Beach Street K. Nicole trip.
Nah.
There's no room for me.
I need a guy. K. Nicole, she's going to be just screaming all night.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I think Nicole would be nice with her hands. She might pop a demon in the mouth with the quickness.
Listen, I can't go just in the fact that I'm a female. I can't do nothing out there. You just gotta stay in the graveyard. You can't go nowhere else. I gotta use the bathroom.
Well,
I
you know, can't. You go in the graveyard house. You sleep in the graveyard house. You know, you know the whatever they call that, the morgue.
Yeah, but if you gotta go to the bathroom, there's shovels and grass, you know.
How you feel about, could you sleep in the morgue?
You know what's crazy? I'm not, let's not say superstitious. I'm not so convinced of the afterlife walking among us, but I'm not going to try him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I hear that.
I just believe it's just so many possibilities and so many things, you know. But I'll leave the graveyard to Miss Sarah Prim, and the next time she come on, she can tell us all about it.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I'm curious. But I don't know if that curiosity gives me enough nerve to do it. You know what I'm some doors you just don't want to know what's behind them. Like Seraphim, she's cool with it. Like you can tell that she's having a lot of fun with it. I don't know if I want to be exposed to something new. You know, I'm at an age where I like what I like. I don't want too many new things.
In the graveyard.
Yeah, I don't know, but you got any new things, man? Before we get into this music, man, you got any stuff that you want to let the people know out there? Because I know you always know what's going on. Something popping over there, something popping over there, something popping over here.
Oh man, been a little quiet, man. We got that video. You know, for Blind Man and what I did with my boy Togi from Istanbul.
Okay.
That's in the editing stages, you know, so we'll probably start promoting it pretty soon. You know, it's an interesting, very interesting concept, you know.
All right.
As far as the video, just the project alone. But besides that, man, I just been chilling, man.
Okay.
You know, you're the hardest working man in showbiz right now.
Right now, I'm trying to be.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to catch up to you.
Hey, you got to tell me what's going on, you know?
Well, what's going on is Sarah Prim is out of... They dropped the charges on me and her. We've told
them. Oh yeah, yeah. They was supposed to be coming after you too, man. You said in the first meeting.
Now Stu can talk about it.
Yeah, I can talk about it. Now, so I'm alive. Yes, we was happy last time. She was sad, you know, on the show. She wasn't the same way.
Yeah.
And I had demons all around me chasing me through the streets. But now, man, we're going to get into some music, man. We want to thank the man upstairs. This is a rare occasion, y'all. This is the man upstairs right here. You're hearing his voice. It's rarely when you hear him. He comes out like Russell Simmons in them. They only come out once in a while, dudes like him, Russell, Puffy, and all the rest of the guys.
Ah,
oh, man, Stu.
Thank you and good night.
Yeah, I'm ready to hear some new joints. Okay, Nicole, as always, beautiful show. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
You already know, you know. So, yeah, man, I'm ready to hear some joints, man.
Let's do it. He's through radio. We in the building.
Yeah.
Block Club DJ. 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 DJ.
You so fine. She won't daddy money. She won't daddy. She won't daddy money. She won't daddy. She won't daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. Oh, she won't daddy money. You so fine, you shouldn't even have to ask for money. If you was mine, you would get it. Ask the money. Your old man doing bad? He don't have the money? Take this black card. Yeah, that's daddy money. School about to start, gon' get them kids straight. Lace front, hair done, it's your birthday. Bills on the way, you know the first coming. Never let them see you sweat, here come daddy money. 5'10", 50s, 100s on the dresser. Jimmy Choo, Prada, Louis V, Gucci dresses. All I know is stack this money up, who does it better? Young Gay, Big Boy Records, come get your cheddar. She won't daddy. She won't daddy money. She won't daddy. She won't daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. Oh, she won't daddy money. She won't daddy. She won't daddy money. She won't daddy. She won't daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. Oh, she won't daddy money. Shorty like the band, she drop it down for money. She like them rubber bands around the money. She like a old bloodhound, sniff me down for money. Yeah, buddy, she done found the money. Saks Fifth Gallery in Beverly Center. She spend it all up, Kamora Lee Simmons. And I'm worse than Russell, that's daddy money. See, I manage the money, but she bad with money. With the things she do to me, she can have the money. Now she say she love me, and I believe that woman. I never thought I need for nothing, but I need that woman. She say she like me for me, I'm daddy money. She won't daddy, she won't daddy money. She won't daddy, she won't daddy money. That's daddy money, that's daddy money. That's daddy money, oh she won't daddy money. She won't daddy. She won't daddy money. She won't daddy. She won't daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. Oh, she won't daddy money. Got a quick text, it was bouncy.
Yes.
And you ain't gotta guess what she want next. A couple $1,000 for some Louis specs. Chanel a wrist. Chanel a neck.
Chanel a neck.
Chanel a mess. But she know daddy got her. Smelling like flower bomb. Used to be bath and body. Work it all for daddy. She don't be holding back. She give it all to daddy. She can just call her baby. She know daddy coming. See that van she driving? That's daddy money. If she ever doing bad, she know daddy got her. Wipe that look up off your face. That's daddy pride. She want daddy. She want daddy money. She want daddy. She want daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. Oh, she want daddy money. She want daddy. She want daddy money. She want daddy. She want daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. That's daddy money. Oh, she want daddy money.
Thank you. This is another Block Club DJ.
Can't wait to try to put me down, but I'm in it out of town. Like hearing images looking like Halloween. Never looking like Halloween. Scary bitches all looking like Halloween.
Pretty girl. Sucking on her hands, man. She want me to kill her.
What's up, Lil Mama? I'm still kinda buzzing off my last cup and it's slow dancing and hip grinding. Got me ready to act up and I'm strapped up with a gold pack. Let go, don't hold back. Apologize for rocking up, but you know I can't control that. Swag off in his beard. Latex, that's safe sex. They love me cause I stay fresh and I love them cause they say yes.
So I hope you listen to every word that I say. A few things I won't do you. I do things my way. That purple got me zooted. It's back to back all day. You got too much booty.
Fuck it.
Give a little to me.
What it was. way I threw it. Baby, 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 baby. He gon' wish he knew how to act. He gon' miss it. But he got comfortable when he showed his ass. Now I'ma bend over and let him kiss it. You had your chance, baby, now you done missed it. Ain't gonna lie, man. I loved his ass, but he got comfortable when he showed his ass. Now I'ma bend over and let him kiss it. You had your chance, baby, now you done missed it. Huh. You had your chance, baby, now you done missed it. Huh. You had your chance, baby, now you done missed it. Excuse my friend.
He gon' miss the way I show him love. He gon' miss the way I threw it.
No clue. In my pocket and it still ain't enough. Cards in my wallet and it still ain't enough. Houses and the mansions, they still ain't enough.
Breaks like DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Tell me you know who's giving a fuck. I tell you that I know what the fuck is up. I ain't laughing, the bus, I construct the rush. I'm all for the cuts and profit games. Play it tough, I don't fuck with lames. I buck my flame in they assholes. Hands come out for that cash flow. We in the stadium making mad dough. Run my own team like Castro. Celery Kings is the army, son. Real hard shit make Martians run. Niggas coming, cause I ain't laughing none. Got parts to play, got towns to own. You got bills to pay, we got money to loan. We in the building, we taking homes. Praise the real, forsake the clones. It ain't enough that I'm rapping on beats. One foot in Hollywood, fingerprints on Wall Street. Go back to Nigeria with gold in the fleet. That's what the fuckers all packing heat. They lack the speech cause we packing game. Niggas wanna leap trying to reach my range. Face lift the max, it's a pimp and chain.
There's a thousand in my pocket and it still ain't enough. Cards in my wallet and it still ain't enough. Houses and the mansions, they still ain't enough. Whips like slaves and it still ain't enough. It still ain't enough. That still ain't enough. If you're in a Billy, that still ain't enough. That still ain't enough. That still ain't enough. 100 niggas with me, that still ain't enough.
I take time, I don't rush results. Back of my mind is a cash vault. Bitches wanna peek in the cookie jar. Say you a star, tell me who you are. No NBA, but we conference. Blueprints move with the process. To tell you the truth, I need much more. Big business, walking through the front door. Take courage back to Nigeria. Break very big moves, criteria. It's a done deal, tell them wrap it up. They don't have enough, they ain't matching us. Fuck around here and just lit a flame. And anytime I pray in Jesus' name, need protection, need wisdom, man. Said I need protection, need wisdom, man. I can't forget my niggas. We can't forget the figures. We never miss the picture. We only make it bigger. And shout out to my honeys. I love you all my bunnies. It's never too much money. It's just not enough for me. Oh, 1,000 in my pocket and it still ain't enough. Cards in my wallet and they still ain't enough. Houses and the mansions, they still ain't enough. Whips like slaves and it still ain't enough. It still ain't enough. It still ain't enough. If it ain't a Billy, man, it still ain't enough. It still ain't enough. It still ain't enough. 100 niggas with me, and it still ain't enough.
Baby, and I'm on it, cause I be on her Facebook writing to every comment, checking on her statuses and liking every picture, but I swear, it's only like that cause I miss ya, but fuck the pictures on your wall, let's go to my crib, I got your pictures on my wall, she wants space, I scream wait, you don't understand my point of view, I'm your biggest fan girl, I'm more than just in love with you. If anything was perfect, she would be that. I sit and watch her hide her imperfections when I peek at her in her intimate moments. So I know every button I can press to get you into this moment. How I love you kinda gets to your donut. But it's okay. You lock your crib, I break in and we call it role play. Love her to death, ain't no use in trying to fight it. Cause I swear
I'll trace her every step and show up uninvited. Just to
lay you on your back, run my fingers through your hair. Run between your lines, girl, I know you like it there.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I can't lie, that's my baby and I'm on it. But she blocked me from Facebook, so I can't see her comments. I can't check her statuses and I can't like her pictures. But it's cool, cause I just follow her on Twitter. Yeah, I ain't that ordinary nigga. And it's kinda loving, I never let up. Shit, look at all the time I spend with her. I watch her while she's sleeping, I'll be gone before she gets up. Show me a loving that's this strong. Every moment of her life is like my favorite sitcom. Oh, and she the star of every show I see. She turned me on, I nearly calm when she approaching me. Reckless, I'm obsessed with making her my possession. Baby, I'm so addicted, I may need an intervention. I wait at the intersection for our lives to cross. So, bitch, I know your schedule like your shit is a talk. So let me
lay you on your back, run my fingers through your hair. Run between your thighs, girl, I know you like it there. Put your head right in my head, girl, I told you I'm your man. Kissing so lightly, baby, I'm your man.
Yeah. Okay, 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 okay.
LA, what's up? Chi-town was good. Ohio was good. ATL, what's up? Jacksonville, what's up? Miami, what's good?
Oh man, I'm out here.
I'm in your hood. Real nigga from coast to coast. Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA, all day. Tell my southern bitches I said hey. Real nigga from coast to coast. Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA, all day. Tell my southern bitches I said hey. Howdy, howdy to my southern bitches. My bad bitches, Mac wearing Barbie doll bitches. I'm in the club full of models, and we all popping bottles. I'm rocking shades in the club cause I shine bright. These lame niggas getting blinded by my spotlight. So fall back, give me 6 feet. The sign say no suckers in my VIP. I don't bang, but my niggas try me. In my city, they a murder. Day in Columbus, what's good? From T-Town to Cleveland, it's all good. Real nigga from coast to coast. Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA, all day. Tell my southern bitches I said hey. Real nigga from coast to coast. Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA, all day. All day. Tell my southern bitches I said hey. Coast to coast, catch me in your hood. I'm in the Bay, sipping foes, Vegas, what's good? Dude, shout outs to Houston and Dallas. Phoenix, AZ, let's get it poppin', poppin'. I'm in the birds with the white boys. We turned up, smoking trees, kissing white girls. I'm Mr. USA.
USA.
In any hood, I'm welcome to stay.
Welcome to stay.
I do it big like a prince should. Fly like a dove, use a pigeon, can't compare the two. A true G to the DNA. You niggas softer than a flower. Fuck out my face.
Yeah.
Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA, all day.
Hey.
Tell my southern bitches I said hey.
Yeah.
Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA, all day.
Hey.
Tell my southern bitches I said
this hey. Is a DJ Hollywood. I think we got one, baby. Bands. Let go.
I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching.
This is another block.
I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfucker, they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfucker, they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfucker, they think. Bands a nigga pop heavy. Bad bitch, Holly Berry. Got shooters around me like extra heavy. With a 9-nickel or the evil dazzy. Violating that 20 racks. Shooters right where your pillow at. Foreign cars, yeah, we pushing that. And them bad bitches, we used to that. Rollie on me, Versace on me. We popping bottles, got paper on me. Big stew, yeah, that's the homie. Young fresh, yeah, that's the roadie. 20 racks, 30 racks, 40 racks, my paper stack. Baby girl, she loving that. So every time she throw it back. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers, they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Watch, niggas watch, motherfuckers they think. From the hood, from the trap, there we at. Cop few balls, go a few stacks. Make a rain, no drizzle, shorty like that. Twerk that thing, girl, ass so fat. Shake that thing, girl, one shit clap. Eye contact, y'all looking back. Put her in a whip, check out a trap. South Beach flow, let her relax. Rodeo drive, let her see them palm trees. That Cali Kush, she smoking that good weed. She upgraded, I'm one of the greatest. I got bands in my pocket, girl, I ain't nothing to play with. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers they think.
Yeah.
I want y'all to get on the dance floor for this one.
If you mad at me, stand. starting my whip from the press of a button. Big body whip, you gon' see when I'm coming. So she, yeah, let her watch you ride. Even if the bitches be getting excited, I go so stupid, it gets me in trouble. Stuck on me too long, now I can't be humble. This is for the goon ass niggas and the bouted ass bitches. This ain't for no haters, this ain't for no snitches. Can't fuck with no snitches, I heard they get stitches. Fatter than the war, better get my dick kisses. Pull up in the Rory. Pop, pop into the party.
Young boss, all the girls stay staring. Keeping it lit like the new McLaren. If I'm on your chick, I'm sorry. Might mob off in the brand new Rory. Rory. Might mob off in the brand new Rory. 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 Might mob off in the brand new Rory.
Robbie,
yo, it's alright when I'm chilling with you. Smoking on hookah, sipping on booze.
Baby,
that clico, about to make a freak show. Me and you, Miami Beach, Delano.
Baby,
baby, it's a little different. In the coupe, no top, down the ass skipping.
Baby,
dancing. I'm sipping, throwing money all day, no intermission.
Baby,
and talk about what I be hitting. I'm chasing that kitten, this is good living.
Yeah.
Hit him from the back like a nigga be with you. When you see you on the app with a tight true religion.
Baby,
hey, does he do it for you?
Does he do it, boss? Talk to me.
Does he trick on you? Does he make you feel important?
He's spreading that paper.
Cause if you don't, I will only spend big bills.
Yeah.
Take you out the hood real good, how you feel?
How you feel?
Take you out the Cali where they only smoke real. That good stinky icky boo. Relax, chill.
Whoa. Baby, does he do it for you? For you, for you. When he's finished, does he step back and enjoy you? Enjoy you, enjoy you. Thank you.
about nothing. Say she wanna kick back, girl, we punt. And every time I touch down, be front. For every time you see me, I'ma be stunned. Now watch me ride by. Hey, watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick, baby girl, start punt. But every time I touch down, be front. Swear every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunned. Now watch me ride by. Now watch me ride by. Now watch me ride by.
Whole team got it locked, yeah. Rose gold jewelry. Niggas keep plotting on me. Wanna read my eulogy. Got one burner, but I'm shooting like a toolie. 93 coattail, Scarface floors me. I got a certain type of swag. Duffel bag, either the Bentley or the Jag. She wanna stud, so I had to stud harder. Hit her brother and the cousin, turn the co-op to the Carter. So it's all good now. Used to do the Gucci loafers, now it's open toe style. With the roof gone, niggas fall out, Mo just get his hoop on.
Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick, baby girl, start punt. But every time I touch down, you be front. Swear every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunned. Now watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick, baby girl, start punt. But every time I touch down, be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunned. Now watch me ride by. Now watch me ride by. Now watch me ride by. Yeah, I just want it all,
want it all.
Yeah, I'm talking about everything. When we come from nothing, anything is everything. I done seen shit I thought the world would never bring. I had the worst, now I'm striving for the better thing. Been at the bottom, can I know what the top like? Know how I feel, live my life in the spotlight. Pretty girls, and they all wanna hop. With all these bills, can I change for a dime? Hold up, remain the same, no matter what I'm blessed with. Know the difference between a gift and a blessing. You hear me knocking hip hop, left fresh. I'm orchestrating, don't say, we elevate. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick, baby girl, start punt. But every time I touch down, you be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunned. Now watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick it, baby girl, start punt. But every time I touch down, you be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stumped. Now watch me ride by. Hey, watch me ride by. Watch me ride by.
This is another Block Club DJ exclusive.